Good morning, peoples of the internet. I'm just walking past a Globecast van. Actually, I should probably take a photo of that, because that's a pretty epic broadcasting unit in a van with a big satellite dish on the top of it. That's what we need for podcasting and such like. Somebody's pipping somebody there. Globecast.com. I'm going to stop recording this and take a photo. Actually, I think I can pause and come back, so I'll try that. Well, that worked. I just arrived into Nottingham, and I'm just overlooking one of the canals that passes directly through, and looking at some what looked like a hotel or some kind of apartment building that's being built on the right-hand side just as you come out of the train station.
There's two exits to the train.
Well, actually, it's three, isn't there? Each side and the front. But I come out onto... I don't know what this side is. I'll have to find out. But I'm getting quite used to this little walk excursion from Nottingham train station up to Lace Market House, and it's cool because you can see where you're heading to from the train station. You can literally see Lace Market House in front of you. Busy day today. Got to talk to Subwolf at 10 o'clock at Subwolf on Twitter. Had a meeting yesterday with Zero Credit _ UK. Just looking down the road here, and there's a film crew. It looks like some kind of film crew, lots of camera equipment, and I don't know if that's the courthouse. It probably is. Meeting went really well yesterday. We covered a lot of notes. Emma is all over the shop with the distribution of the adverts and the leaflets and everything else that we need to do with it. Going over some fixes, patches, updates and new features for the mapping side of the geo map at 10, and then I've got some draft blog posts to put up for Road Camp. Got to do some searching out for some sponsors. I want to install some new applications on the N85 and sit down and have a meeting at Lace Market House about the potential of crowdsourcing a bunch of people to do hot desking in an office, so we can rent an office which has space in it for a settee so we can record the video, the Gravity, every week. And the Gravity will take on a little bit of a different, it's going to take on a little bit of a different perspective, because we're going to interview local businesses on the settee, but also when we can't do that, we'll do a weekly catch up. So to start off with, it'll be me and CJ on there, but I'm going to invite various social media friends who either live in Nottingham or around Nottingham or can get into Nottingham to be on the settee, and then gradually jazz that up and jack that up every couple of weeks, looking to get some sponsors on the actual video streams going out. And obviously each video that is recorded, that's distributed by distribution networks across loads of video sites as well. So I'm pretty excited. I'm excited because I get to play around with my green screen and the lights and the Mac again, using the HV20 from Canon, which you can take a 1080i feed via the HDMI cable and straight into the computer. And with the fibre, it means we don't have to dial down the quality. It means we can have a high definition picture. There's not many hosts that offer the ability to do high definition transmissions, but I know BitGravity does, and I know a few people who have either worked for or with BitGravity, so I'm sure we can get something sorted out there. And I'm knackered, I've just walked up loads of stairs right outside Nottingham Contemporary International Art, which is this epic building with this massive bunch of stairs, which I brought the ammo box up last week and nearly killed myself. So oh god, I'm going to die. I'm going to boot off, and I'm going to be in Lace Market House in about 10 minutes.